hear that music. Time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. 2020 presidential candidate. And we're going to connect the dots tonight. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You can call in 888-627-6008. And you can connect the dots too. Here we go. Here come the aliens. Here come the ETs. Here come the purple people eaters. Oh no, don't let them in. I don't want to be on the dinner menu. Anyhow, that's it. The ETs are here. Let's stop the crap. Somebody call up fake news media and tell them, listen, just run the story. The ETs are here. They're hiding out because they're camera shy, and they're not going to give any interviews, but they're here, and they're helping us free planet Earth from the tyrannical rule of the New World Order, though they're still trying to suppress us as much as they can. This is an unfortunate situation. You know, we should all be having the time of our lives here on planet Earth, and we got the stupid New World Order busting our chops, stupid governments overtaxing us, overregulating us, and we don't like that, you know? And thankfully, the Galactic Federation of Light has finally decided to come here and rescue us from this nightmare that we've had to endure here on planet Earth. But meanwhile, we have to pay attention to what's going on, because there's a lot of bad things on the menu, a lot of bad projects ongoing in the pipeline. The money's there. They're up and almost running, and some of them are running. And we have to protect ourselves and do our best to keep our health and sanity when everything is being thrown against us. You know, they're even using the weather now. They don't like your neighborhood. They'll send thunderstorms there. They'll send flooding. Yeah, this isn't happening by chance. No, this is like technology being used in the wrong way. You know, instead of using the ability to bring excessive amounts of rain to people who don't need it, it should be brought to the arid desert lands where the people need it. Same technology could be used for good, but it's not. It's being used by the elite to harass the peasants, whom they want to get rid of. Agenda 21, depopulate planet Earth, Georgia Stones, bring the population down to 500 million. It's 95% of the world, basically. And they're working at it hard to do that. So I wish the Galactic Federation of Light would just hurry up a little, you know, because they're bringing out all the bad weapons at the end here. So it's imperative that you reschedule the freeing of Earth a little sooner. I don't care what the problem is. Just take my advice. We need to be rescued sooner. Can't, you know, your timetable, when you're here on Earth, things move too fast, and things can change in a fraction of a second, and if you're working on a timetable that goes into years and months, I mean, too many bad things can happen in too short of time, and if you don't understand that, well, you just come, hey, call into my radio show, I'll explain it to you right here. Not of this earth creatures, and I only want the good, not of this earth creatures, to call it the node creatures. You call yourself the Galactic Federation of Light. Well, hey, I got a nickname for you. You're the node creatures. And take your notes and sing a beautiful song. Melodies are good. Music is healing. But there's a problem here on Earth. We have unresponsiveness. It's killing us. Or allowing the bad guys to easily kill us. Yes, unresponsiveness is it's an epidemic on planet Earth. It's gotten worse over the years. And somehow, you know, I don't know for sure, but I think that you guys being in the presence of Earth Galactic Federation, I think you are being inflicted with this unresponsiveness. You know, I hear, I get a lot of this because I don't have any personal alien friends myself, so I have to rely on secondhand information. The joke is, what do I know except what other people tell me or what I come across on Twitter? And apparently a lot of representatives on Twitter of the Galactic Federation and the information, I take everything seriously unless I find information later contrary to the fact, which sometimes happens. And all this information coming in from these representatives or individuals with connections to the Galactic Federation is that they are not, you know, they're doing what they're doing, and I thank them for that. We all thank them. But they might be suffering from unresponsiveness, too. I mean, I have the right to say this because I don't, you know, I know what responsiveness is, and I'm not happy with responsiveness of most people in this world, but there are other responsive people, and there are many of them. But I haven't found any information yet in responsiveness to races of beings from outside of Earth. I don't have any reason to believe that they're too responsive. In fact, that the fact that they've allowed this bad situation to go on Earth for so long, if they were aware of it, what took you so long to get here? You know? I mean, not that I'm not grateful. I am grateful that they're finally showing up and going to help us out, do things that we probably couldn't do for ourselves. But at the same time, I'm going to complain, you know, because I'm a very responsive person, and I know other people that are too. And I want our new galactic friends to be responsive to the extent that I am. You know, shouldn't be any problem. Maybe they don't have any good examples in those other worlds of immediate responsiveness. But that is the ultimate thing, to be immediately responsive to those around us. Somebody wants something, you need to become aware of it. It's important to be responsive to that person as soon as possible. Not make them wait, or just like when I get around to it. You know, responsiveness is important, and we have an epidemic of unresponsiveness, and I suspect that these our new galactic friends, they've picked up this disease themselves. At least it appears to be. But what do I know? Hey, prove me wrong. You know, you got the phone number, call in. You're with the Galactic Federation. Hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. You can dial it in somehow. You know, I'm not afraid to voice my complaints because I'm always striving. I'm looking for things to always improve and be better, and responsiveness is an important part of that. So, hey, I want to say, give my two cents, and that is it. But if you got something to say, hey, this is call and show, 888-627-6008. I'll give that number again, 888-627-6008. How about that? You know, just to show everybody that, hey, I just bounce from one thing to the next because there's a million things to talk about, and I'll spin the dial, and wherever it lands, I'll just go with that. Here, I got a poem for you. Actually, I took this poem and I made a song out of it, but reading the words themselves tell a story. It's called The Common Man. It kind of typifies exactly what's going on here, what we have been subjected to, and it's important to, refresh our minds that this is a list of things that we've been subjected to that makes our lives difficult. It's called The Common Man. They feed him lies through the TV screen. It goes down easy with a dash of truth. Controlling powers have taken control of every aspect of his life. They subjugate him to unfair laws, inflict upon him overburdensome debt. They school his children to be worker slaves. They tell him that they know what's best for him. That common man who's the victim of their evil plan. Every time he tries to take a stand, the cards are stacked against him. Religious leaders misinform him as the legal system crucifies him. They're slowly killing his pursuit of happiness, a systematic plan to rob him of his freedom. They've given him an ID number. They want to take away his sacred spirit. A nameless face on a piece of plastic, a barcode chip to be implanted in that common man who is the victim of their evil plan. Every time he tries to take a stand, the cards were stacked against him. He's falling by the wayside. He needs your helping hand, that common man. The common man is you. And you, and you, and all of you out there, except for the elite, those no-goody leaders. Anyhow, that is the lyrics to my song, The Common Man, and it's better, in fact, the live version is out there on my album. Go to the profile page on my show. BBS Radio, Saturday, 10 p.m. Click on the name of the show at Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1. Connect the dots. Click on the name of the show. Then click on the CD Baby link. It takes you to my two albums. And you can preview the songs there, and you can see that I have the live version on my song album, my album. Songs Better Than Dylan. It's a song worth listening to. Sounds, and the words, well, maybe they'll have a little more meaning when you have the music behind it and the performance. So much for that. Hey, listen, talk about ETs. It was 1993, a video cassette called Extraterrestrial Realities in 1993. Put out by the Academy for Future Science, where the individual being interviewed mentioned that there were 54 known negative evil type ET races interacting with humans on planet Earth. 1993, 54 evil ET races interacting with humans on planet Earth. 54 of them. That's back in 1993. So you can imagine how many bad dude groups of ETs are interacting with the secret military groups now on our world. And no doubt, that's why the Galactic Federation is here, taking care of removing these bad guys. But they still have to come deal with the surface and remove the bad guys on the surface. We know who the bad guys are, the Soros people, the Clintons, they have to surrender or they're going to be removed. I mean, that's where it's at. That's what we've been told is going to happen. It's going to happen at the event, when the event happens, you know. What do I know about the event? What do I know except what people tell me or I find on Twitter or on YouTube or read in books? But I do know quite a bit from personal experiences. And earlier I was listening to James Gillian from the Yosetti Ranch talking about the unusual things happening there. And yes, I know about it. I haven't been to his ranch. I'd love to go there. I'm on the East Coast, so, and I don't have Air Force One to take me to the other side of the country, or even lower cost means to cross the country right now. So I do have a lot of experience in those kind of places, though, and I put that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's what this show is named after, my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I just call it Connect the Dots Radio Show. And just Google it, you know, Connect the Dots Theory. And you get previews of the pages there. You find out the cheapest place to buy it. It's, you got a variety, you know. You can get it on your notebook pad. You can get it on iTunes. You can buy the physical book. You can download it. But it's worth getting because I have a wonderful array of pictures. Some of these pictures nobody has. Even they don't film these things even at the Yosetti Ranch. I've seen what they, I've watched the videos, what the things they pick up. And the pictures I have in my book, nobody has. They're only in my book. So if you want to see some interesting stuff, pick up the book, just look at the pictures. You know, and I've got like 75 pictures roughly, photographs. Spacecraft to unusual spacecraft. Again, pictures of spacecraft that other people don't have, these type of spacecraft pictures. So I have a lot of authentic stuff, interesting stuff, new stuff, and I have a lot of explaining in the book. I explain why things are the way they are. And I coin phrases, you know, plans designed to fail, because that's a lot of what's going on in this world. People have been given plans designed to fail, and that's why things don't work out, because they weren't designed to work out. They were designed to fail. You know, the joke about war. We're going to, the war to end war. Well, there's a cool song out there called The Universal Soldier. And it was written a long time ago. I forgot who wrote it, but my favorite version of it is by Donovan, D-O-N-O-V-A-N. You know, if you're a teenager, you might not know who Donovan. No, it's not a new vehicle by Chrysler, Donovan. That's how it's spelled, Donovan. Donovan. He has a good version of the Universal Soldier, and it pretty well explains the insanity of using war to end war. But, you know, it's a great philosophical message. So, yeah, the car by Chrysler. The Donovan. You hear that, Chrysler? I got your new vehicle name out there for you. It'll sell well in England. Talk about vans and traffic jams. You know, traffic jams are being created on purpose. Yeah, it's to frustrate people. Anything to get us offset our balance and make us unhappy. Believe me, this is a don't think, I might be joking now, but there's a little seriousness to it. Out here on the East Coast, I hear it's bad in California too, but we have some of the most ridiculous road systems going. I mean, all the highways lead to the bottleneck. I mean, that's it. we got freeways, six lane freeways, and it ends up in two lanes. Or we have a 12 lane freeway, ends up in four lanes, you know, which creates the bottleneck. And got all these high highways coming out of nowhere, leading to all one little two lane main street in some town. And then, of course, there's going to be a traffic buildup. Plus, the problem with all the freeways is there's not enough on and off ramps. I mean, this is common sense solution. That's why, but it was designed that way, so people will get stuck on the freeways and get stuck in traffic. This was all planned, plans designed to fail. They weren't, you know, the people who designed these things, they weren't intentionally thinking that, but there's some little suggestions that have been put in their mind already. We want you to design. Who's putting the some little suggestions? Bad ETs, spirit beings, got nothing else to do but mess with people's minds. And talk about putting ideas in people's heads. Yeah, it does happen, telepathic communication. Yes, it does exist. When it finally happens to you, it probably has already, you're just not aware of it. But when it happens to you and you are aware that you're being telepathically communicated, then you'll know it exists. In fact, I talk about that in my book, too, Connect the Dots Theory. I talk about basically everything important. There's a basic lesson in physics there, a basic lesson in understanding multi-dimensions, basic lesson in understanding the synchronicity of everything tied together with geometry and vibrations, you know? I guarantee anybody reads my book, I have to brag about it because I put so much into it, you know? It was meant to educate people. It's an educational text. You know, if you read it, I don't care how smart you are, you walk away a smarter person. I guarantee if the note creatures, the good note creatures, even the bad ones too, if you read my book, you'll pick up things that even you didn't know. That's how much I crammed into this book. But it's out there. The only thing preventing you from accessing it is you're a tightwad, you're too cheap to spend a few dollars, or you're just too lazy to get it. But I'm telling you, one of the most important books ever written, because it explains things and gives you the big picture of what you're a part of, whether you know it or not. All part of this multidimensional universe. We're all part of the big picture, but most of us are not aware of it. You're done reading my book, you'll understand where you are and how you're connected with everything. And I claim that this book is great because it explains things. Listen, you know, I studied the Bible for years. I got my minister's degree, but the Bible does not explain too much. No, it doesn't. It has a lot of important information in it, and it's worth reading for that important information, but it does not explain things. And, of course, it has a little bit of misinformation in it, too. I'm qualified to make that statement. You're probably not. If you only read the Bible, you're not qualified to make that statement. For in order to make that statement, you will have to have read other things that relate to what's in the Bible, and then you can ascertain by one way or another whether something is accurate or inaccurate. You know, so that's the reality there. And unfortunately, you know, the Bible does not explain everything, but my book does. Got it? I have one of the best explanations that I got out of another book that I put in there as explaining the beginning of creation with the one God becoming the Trinity. Yes, it's explained in my book. You read the Bible, it doesn't explain to you the Trinity, really. It talks about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, but that is not explaining it. The first creation was God becoming the Trinity. The one became the three. It's explained in my book. And the explanation I give, I got out of another book. Because the information about everything is already here on Earth. The only reason you don't know about it is because you're being manipulated by the media, you're being manipulated by your cell phone, you're being manipulated by the public education system, and you're being manipulated by the stupid people around you, probably. And all the other stupid movies you watch and stupidity, okay? And, of course, the interference from the evil spirit beings and the dark ETs that use telepathic communication, plus all the other bad things that are being thrown against you. But the information is here about everything, you know? Everything can pretty well be explained, at least in a generality. And that's all we need to know. You know, that's one of the beautiful things about when you learn about multidimensional physics. You don't have to do the computations, really, because the universe is going to do them for you. You just have to learn how to use the tools that are available, like pyramids. Pyramids are great tools. Anybody can use them, and they work automatically. You don't have to do any computations. You know, you might want to make a decision as to what angle slope you want on the pyramid. A good way to start is just mimic the Great Pyramid, you know? And that's it. You don't have to. That's the beauty of multidimensional physics and the beauty of the universe, the way it was set up. Once you learn how to use the tools that interact on a multidimensional level, you don't have to do the computations. You know, it's not, it's actually a way, so easy, really, once you get it. Anybody can learn to work with a pyramid, anybody. Grade school kids can learn to do this. I mean, really, children can, you know? And they ought to be teaching this in school, you know? Hey, this is one of the reasons why I'm running for president again in 2020. And if you have a brain on your head, you ought to have the decency to go out and vote for me come 2020 and tell your friends to vote for me, because I'm the guy who's gathered all the knowledge. I know how to change the educational system away from the sham it is. You know, children ought to be learning about multidimensional physics by building cardboard pyramids in first and second grade. Absolutely. They also could learn how to see our colors in first and second grade. Why isn't this being taught? It takes 15 minutes. You want to see our colors? Learn how to do it. Buy a book and learn how to do it. In 15 minutes, you'll be seeing our colors. It's harder to see them off people, but objects, 15 minutes, you'll learn how to see them. And once you learn how to see them, you learn how to shift your eyesight. You can do it anytime. Every time I look at something white, in a matter of seconds, I can shift my viewing, and I'll see the yellow hiding in the white. And then I can shift a little further, and sometimes there's a pink along the yellow. Anything white, all I have to do is just make a mental note. I want to shift and see the white hiding, the yellow hiding in the white, and then sometimes there's pink hiding alongside the yellow in blotches. And I learned how to do this in 15 minutes, you know. Bought myself a little book, how to see your colors in 15 minutes. I was doing it. So why aren't the children being taught that? Well, there's the people who designed the education system. They weren't that smart, nor did they have the knowledge that people like me have today. And while we're talking about education system, everybody... they're advertising on TV now, K-12, supposedly free in most states, where your child can get his education at home, where he probably ought to, because schools are not safe places anymore. And not only about the shootings, but there's too many restrictions on the kids, plus they're being microwaved to death in schools now. There's too much microwave radiation. And the way for you to justify well, what I'm saying and find out what I'm saying is true, you need to actually spend the money and buy a microwave meter. They're not cheap, you know? And mine cost $370, I believe. And that's basically the cheapest one you can get that's going to be of value. And then there's more expensive ones. But you need to make that investment, and you'll be shocked to see all the hot spots in your own house already. And we're only on the 4G network. And you need one so you'll be able to tell when they start shooting the 5G into your house. Because you're going to quickly realize, hey, just like the man on the radio told me, I'm being microwaved to death here. And I don't even subscribe to the system. Well, let me tell you, when they got the broadcaster antenna on the telephone pole out in front of your house, you're participating whether you want to or not. And they're microwaving you 24/7 once they start doing that. But even with the 4G network now, it's amazing the dangerous microwave radiation levels coming off the slim antennas on top of the buildings. Yeah, some of them, like, you walk down certain avenues in Manhattan, mostly the avenues, you're in a field, you're in a microwave oven as you, all the way down the street. The my meter, it's off the scale. And no matter how far I walk down the street, it just never changes. I'm stuck in a microwave oven. That's how much they're radiating on unsuspecting people. Places where you can see a distance from these microwave antennas on top of buildings, 2-3 blocks away, you're still getting an off-the-scale reading. You have to go maybe 4 blocks away before you're out of the range. So this is serious stuff, and your kids are being exposed to this. With the Wi-Fi and stuff, they got Wi-Fi in classrooms now, you know? And your child's in the building, small rooms, all this energy concentrating, plus everyone's got a cell phone on them, sucking in more energy. And you'll be surprised to find out. You get a meter and put it right up to your cell phone, and you'll see it's dangerous level. That's why you don't want to put it right up against your face. Or unfortunately, I don't know what else to call them, these ignorant women. They're pregnant, they're walking around, and they got their cell phone right up against their belly, and they're talking on their cell phone with the phone real close to their belly or something like that, and they're giving their cell phone to their kids to play with, their little children. This is bad stuff. You're harming the life of unborns, and you're harming the life of little children because you're ignorant. I don't mean to get down on your case, but you're ignorant, okay? And you've got to stop being ignorant and get some knowledge. And one of the best ways to educate yourself about the dangers of cell phone is get a microwave detection meter. Really? You know? It's worth better than an insurance policy. Microwave detection meter. There's also other kind of meters you can get. You find out how dangerous your electric is. You know, something called tri-field meter measures electromagnetic fields coming off wiring in your house. You'd be surprised how much juice is coming off the wires. You know, going through the air. You know, there's a field that extends like about a foot from AC wiring, and some fields extend farther. Again, you need a meter to detect it. You know, people sometimes have headache problems. Turns out they're sleeping. Again, when you spend a lot of time in these dangerous fields, that's when they become more detrimental. You have an electric wire in the wall behind your headboard where you sleep. That could be causing problems with your brain because you're sleeping. Let's say you sleep 6 hours a okay, but not everybody sleeps 8 hours. But even 6 hours there, and, you know, your brain is being pulsated because your head is stuck in an electric field that extends beyond the wiring. You don't know how far the field extends until you get yourself a meter. You'll be shocked. When the compressor on your refrigerator turns on, the field shoots out about 6 to 8 feet. Yeah, really? You all know that until you have a meter. You know why the cats run away when you turn on the vacuum cleaner? Because the electric field shoots that far out from the turning on of the electric motor. It's like the cat feels like he just got punched. And that's why the cats run away. It's got nothing to do with the sound. But you wouldn't understand this reality until you get yourself a meter that measures electromagnetic fields. But the most important one now is to have the microwave detection meter. You'll be shocked as to find out all the hot spots. It might prompt you to get rid of your Wi-Fi antenna thing in the house that sends the signal all through the house, because you're putting yourself in a microwave oven. You know, you want to run your computer with the Ethernet wire from the modem. Right? You don't want any broadcasting antennas in your house. You're killing yourself slowly. You're harming your children. You know. All you good parents that always want to talk about how great you are taking care of your children, well, you're slowly killing your children by exposing them to Wi-Fi, exposing them to too much cellular phone energy, and other things that you can't see, that you're unaware of, that you're allowing them to be exposed to. And sending them to school now is exposing them to too much microwave energy. So, like I said, they're advertising on TV, K-12. You might seriously think about having your kid stay home for his health benefits. And be sure you tell your children, don't put the phone up to their face. Especially the newer phones, they're off the scale with microwave radiation. If you're going to use a cell phone, you need to run some wires into your head with a microphone or something, or just put it on loudspeaker and hold it a foot or two away from you. But you got to take these precautions. I'm telling you about this. Of course, the manufacturers don't want to tell you that. You know, really. Because they just want to sell you the product. And government's not going to tell you that, because they're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. They want you to get sick. And it's about time everybody wake up and realize that, hey, government is not my friend. They're my enemy. And they pretty much are, you know. I mean, it's a mixture of good and bad government. What the percentage is, I think it changes every day. It certainly changes with the country you're in. And there's just an unacceptable amount of bad things being done by government. Looking the other way, taking bribes, allowing the people to suffer. It's not right. And that's what we're all sick of, you know. That's why, hey, when it comes in November of 2020, unless you're mentally retarded or stupid, you need to go out and vote for somebody like me. And I'm the only one claiming to be able to fix all the problems simultaneously. And they can be fixed easily, the major problems, you know. It's not that hard. The solution's already known. The only thing stopping the problems from being fixed is the money, all the bets have been placed on the bad guys to make profit, you know? Because people are obsessed with greed and want to make excessive amounts of profit, all the wrong decisions are being made. And these obsessively greedy people and the New World Order people who just want to control everything, they have enough money to bribe all government people to do what they want. And that's why the system doesn't work anymore the way it was originally set up, because there's too much bribe money out there, and everything gets compromised. You know, U.S. Congress, They serve the lobbyists. They don't serve you, the people. I can't remember if they ever came up with one law that was beneficial. All the laws they make take away your rights. All the laws they make benefit the big corporations. In fact, this whole 5G nonsense being forced upon everybody has to do with the government taking bribe money to make laws to allow the telecommunication companies to get away with murder, literally. And that's what they're going to be doing with the 5G. It's serious stuff. But nobody's talking about it in the news media. Of course, they're run by the New World Order. They want to kill people off Agenda 21. It's all part of the plan, depopulate the earth. So they're not going to tell you about anything that's going to kill you. Absolutely not. They want to kill you. And it's time you wake up and realize that. They're not your friends. And the corporate world is not really good for the regular world. This whole thing about global trade, let me tell you, we'd all be better off on planet Earth right now without the global trade. What's good for Wall Street is not really good for you, the common person. Not at all. We don't need Wall Street, really. In fact, the United States, we have so many good things here, we don't need the rest of the world at this point. We really don't. And anybody who tells you different, they're either a liar or a no-good mother ever. That's it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I'll defy anybody to prove me wrong. Hey, you want to call up? You want to argue the point? You won't win the argument, but you want to give your 2 cents. The number is 888-627-6008. Government is not your friend. Wall Street is not your friend. You know, like, they're always talking about Main Street media is not your friend. And they're all together. Criminals, all of them are together, have joined hands together to conspire against the common people. That's why I wrote the song, The Common Man, because it talks about, you know, subjugating us to all kinds of crap, feeding us lies through the TV. And, you know, they're criminals in bed with each other. Government, mainstream media, big corporations, New World Order, you know, they're all in bed with each other, secret military groups, and we have to change the whole system. People need to take command of the situation. They need to take command of their government. Well, stop believing in the Democrats and Republicans, because they're in bed with the mainstream media and the secret world government and the deep state and all the other crooks involved. The Democrats and Republicans are worthless. They're part of the problem. Political parties are part of the problem. I'm running as an independent, non-political person. You know? I hate politics, but I'm doing it because the public needs to be offered something real. And anybody who's a Democrat or Republican is not real. You know, people like President Trump, yeah, because he's not a politician, but he's still a wealthy person that doesn't know anything about common people or taking care of them. And he's not taking care of the 5G or the chemtrails. What's his problem? He's too busy thinking about glorifying himself, obviously. I mean, sure, he's accomplished a lot more than the other presidents, but what's that saying that? Bunch of losers? You know, anybody could have a housewife from suburbia could have accomplished more than any stupid presidents, and his housewife could have even accomplished more than Trump has done, really. And I certainly can accomplish much more than President Trump has done. You know, compared to the other jerks, yeah, he's a lot better than all the other jerks we've had to deal with, but he's still a rich person born with that silver spoon, and he's not going to change, and he's never going to really understand what the common people have to go through. In order to understand what it is to be a common person, you have to be a common person and have lived that life, and I have. That's why I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Now, I've made my case. If you don't understand the logic of what I'm talking about, you don't even go out and vote, because we don't need any stupid voters out there, you know? But if I was given equal time on the TV, believe me, I'll win any argument with anybody. I'll definitely convince people that I've got the knowledge to do what's right for the country. I talk about it on the radio show here. Solving problems is my specialty. These problems are easy to solve, all of them. I mean, first we've got to get rid of all the crap and the bullshit, and then the problems will be really easy to solve. And I know about getting accountability. Sure, Congress is filled with losers, but I guarantee if I walk in there as the president, I'm going to turn these people into productive human beings, whether they like it or not, or they're going to be removed one way or another. And that's the kind of president everybody wants. Well, unfortunately, President Trump has failed at that, too. He hasn't learned how to take command of the Congress. You know, he's done a few things, writing executive orders, yet what's his problem? Why hasn't he written the order against the chemtrails? He could stop that in a day. Why hasn't he written something against the 5G? He doesn't even know that's happening, guaranteed. And this is the problem we have. People in government are the stupidest people on the face of the earth. And this is the problem, really. You know, and that's why I run for president, because it's the common people that need to be in government, because we know what the real deal is. The rich people don't know crap. And that's part of their problem. They're rich. They don't understand what regular people have to go through. And that's the reality of it. And the whole thing needs to be changed, which is not that difficult if the lawmakers would really take an interest in doing what's right, except they don't want to cut their, they don't want to cut their money supply off, you know. Unfortunately, you know, anybody who's a part of government can't be a greedy person. And that's why most people get into politics. They want the money. They want the bribe money. They want the kickbacks. And whatever. Another thing, hey, I'm bringing to the table, the new economy. In fact, if you're listening to this radio show and you want to participate in the new economy, get in contact with me. I've got better ways of doing everything. U.S. auto industry, come on. It was government destroyed the U.S. auto industry, but we could reinvent the auto industry. I mean, I was looking through paper the other day, 2019 pickup trucks are out from starting at $53,000 and going up to $66,000 or $67,000 for a pickup truck. I mean, come on, this is insanity. You know, this is total insanity of where we're at now. And there's plenty of room for making a cheaper vehicle, and we could do it here in America, but we got to, you know, I've reinvented how to make the vehicle cheaper and how to do them cost-effectively, and the only thing stopping me is government regulations, and of course, I don't have the startup money. That's another thing. You know, I've been asking for months, tweeting, I guess, is a waste of time. Nobody responds there to anything. But I do it on radio. I'm doing it right now. Hey, anybody out there with money, or you know somebody with money that wants to do something good with it, contact me. There's plenty of good things to do. We could start a new fashion industry. Yeah, I design clothes too. Rework the movie industry. I know how to make movies in a week. Really, cost effectively. I can make a movie with one camera and do all the filming in 3 days, edit in two, and it's done. 2 days spent to prepare. Once you develop your own methods for getting the job done fast, you know, you want to make a movie cost effectively. That's how you do it. You take the shortcuts. You get rid of all the red tape. You don't need a giant crew because the technology of the machines is pretty sophisticated. You really can make a movie with one cameraman, but two is okay also. And then you do the editing, and you're done. It's that easy. I mean, really, you don't need special lighting. You go out there with cameras and do some trial and error, and you see, you really don't need any special lighting. This is all BS. You don't need it, really. You go shoot at the right time of the day, from the right angles, at the right locations, and you don't need any special lighting. Hollywood has gone out of their way to make movies expensive because they want to keep a monopoly on it. But if somebody wants to start a movie industry that doesn't make violent movies, doesn't make sicko movies, contact me if you got the money, just a small amount of money to start up, and then we'll start with our own theater chain too, so we don't have to, beg to be shown at the local theaters. We'll have our own theater chain. And these problems are not that difficult to start. Same with the auto industry. We'll just start from scratch and do it differently, more cost-effectively. I've proven already in my life many times to many people that manual labor is cheaper, and most things can be done with manual labor, and sometimes even faster than it takes mechanical labor to do it. Yeah, how about that? And there's your job creation. You know, machines put people out of work. Well, when we reverse the thing to put the machines out of work and use manual labor, and it doesn't have to be backbreaking manual labor. Ingenuity makes labor really simple and easy. Again, the key is ingenuity. Solving world problems, it's ingenuity. Solving any problem, it's ingenuity. And that's one of my talents. Imagine how great America would be with a president that has ingenuity, brain power, has the ability to plan and orchestrate things, has the ability to instruct the Congress what to do, since they only do what bribe money tells them. Well, maybe they should be told what to do, and they can take care of their bribe money projects on the side. But, hey, I'm just talking the truth. And while I'm on the truth rampage here, you know, helmet laws, that's suppression. Plus the helmet, putting a helmet on your head, it's kind of like a mind control technique, you know. I'm sure the ETs have some bad way of using that. Seatbelt laws, oh my God. Talk about total suppression of the human being, you know. If people want to riot in the street against seatbelt laws, because until the rotten legislators who made these laws rescind them, it's oppression. They want them, you know, it's a new world order thing. They want you to feel like you're strapped in, confined. They want to feel, besides that, it restricts your breathing. It's unhealthy. You know, and they want to slow down your vibration because in order to evolve, you need to speed up vibrations. That's why the Earth's vibration is speeding up, I've heard. I've heard it's no longer 7.8 hertz per second. People have recorded 40, 50, 100, and it's somewhere there now. But that information got quickly forgotten, just as quickly as forgotten as what about all those new discoveries in Antarctica? You haven't heard that in a while. Yeah, at first it was like, oh, ancient aliens, spacecraft. Now it's like nobody's even talking about it now. Shows you the attention span of the world. Hey, it's time for a constitutional convention, you know, where the states get together and they reorganize what the federal government's going to be. We need to do that because the federal government's out of control. States need more power. My personal thing, actually, I believe that we'd all be better with counties being the supreme seat. You know, we might have to change the flag and put, you know, several thousand dots on the flag, but no, we won't do that. We'll leave the states the same, the flag the same, but the county should have authority on many matters, and then the Congress needs to be represented by the counties. No more state representatives, because there's a bunch of losers, bribe takers, and do nothing. But when we have maybe 5,000 county representatives in the Congress, it might work better. And that's my take on it. It's certainly worth a try. Can't be any worse than the system we have now. But for the Constitutional Convention to come together, that requires governors of, I think, at least 37 or 39 states have to come together to decide on the Constitutional Convention. Fat chance on that happening, because governors are politicians. What does that mean? That means their chances are they're stupid, they're crooks, or they're smart businessmen who really don't give a crap about democracy or freedom or anything like that. So, fat chance on the Constitutional Convention happening, but that's what it should be. I mean, in theory, the way it was actually originally set up, the states are supposed to have the militias. Now we have something called the National Guard. It was supposed to be the state National Guard, so the states take care of their own matters. Now we have this runaround National Guard that the states call on, which is giving too much authority to the federal government, and that's going to be used against us, believe me. And they're planning on that, just like they're planning on the East Coast here. Absolutely. A big false flag, Northeast electricity blackout is in the planning. In a matter of a couple of weeks, they put lights up, spotlights up, on virtually 90% of all of all the streets in the New York metropolitan area. Yeah, start taking a look if you're in the Northeast here. In a matter of weeks, they put these all up. Well, that's nothing in the news about it. So what does that say? That says they're planning on a blackout, and they're just putting them up where they feel they need to do it to protect the businesses or something, or protect the movement of the militia, because they'll probably use that to call some kind of martial law situation. But this is in the planning right now. It's going to happen, you know? I mean, you didn't put all these lights up in a couple of weeks for nothing. You know, the lights that go on when the electric goes off type lights, well, they're... Couple of weeks, they put them up everywhere, like never seen before. And hey, writing's on the wall. I'm talking about it now. Will anybody listen to responses? Probably not. We have an epidemic of unresponsiveness. So we're going to be coming to the end of the show pretty soon, and. Those of you who've heard the show before, you know I end the show with the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Hey, are you the party in kind? You know, the kind that doesn't tire easy. And it's one of my songs on my American Party Songs album. And, followed by song on the survey for over 1 year now in the New York metropolitan area, I Gotta Be Somebody, an anthem I wrote for myself, and it's an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. Occasionally I get compliments on that song. But either way, if you're a guitar player, you'll love the solo at the end of the Youth Party in Kind. In fact, if you're a guitar player, you need to actually get a copy of my American Party Songs at CD Baby Store, the CD Baby Store, because there's fantastic guitar playing there. Three of the songs are actually instrumentals. So anyhow, I said my piece for the night. Hey, check out, go walk out and look at your telephone pole. Look at all the funny things on it. Get yourself a smart meter. In fact, smart meters make you stupid. Cancel your smart meter. Get yourself a microwave meter. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown now. Oh, hey, guess what? It's time for a Bigfoot movie, I think. You got the money? Get in touch. I make movies. It'll be a hit movie. Starring Bigfoot himself. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's do the countdown. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Without being clear to the world.